Hello, everybody. This is Zukas, and this is the Manamon playthrough first bit here. I don't know if I'm going to go all the way to the first stadium in this one. I might just go till we get to Hazeldale City. We'll see how long it takes. I'd like to keep these at probably, 30 minutes or so. So having said that, we'll kind of see where we are and kind of evaluate that. So let's begin. I'm going to start the game. That's just the logo.
Manamon is
loading.
Please wait.
Once it loads, I'm going to create a new file because we're doing a new game. Usually I'll just, hit load, save game, or whatever, and...
Load complete.
I will say hate this first part of the game. It's just boring. You don't have a lot of spells. You can't use encounter downs. It's just kind of boring. I just don't like this part of the game. After the first stadium, it starts getting more interesting, at least to me. So we're going to make a new game, and sometimes I might consult Jade's guide. I don't have every, twist and turn memorized, so you might hear me kind of consulting that, kind of seeing what the next place to go. I highly recommend that you have his guide open while you're playing this for yourself. It will save you a lot of hassle. So let's do a new game. I'm going to skip this scene.
I have to type your name.
Basically, this guy is a Manamon collector and he wants to know your name. So I'm going to call myself Jeff.
J-E-F-F.
I don't know why. I just said Jeff.
Your name is Jeff?
Yes. You cannot change your name, so make sure you like it.
Terrific.
Okay. So we're going to begin our journey. Like I said, I'm going to skip a lot of scenes. Because it's just, you guys can listen to him yourselves. I may summarize some of them. Basically, he's just saying you can collect a bunch of creatures and begin your journey. So, you start your journey in your room, and there are a few items you can collect in here. What we're walking over, that's a vent. A bed, as many of you know, will heal any Manamon that you have in your party. Any bed you lay on will completely heal them. We don't have any at the moment, so it's irrelevant. Let's see. Here's a chest that has...
Jeff found an herb.
An herb.
Jeff stored the herb in the status pocket.
Oh, great. An herb will heal 50 health points, which, for the first bit of the game, that'll be pretty decent. That clicking is a bookshelf. By the way, hit enter on an object or item to examine it.
The bookshelf is covered with books ranging in genre.
Yeah.
Jeff found a flyer hidden between some of the
flyers.
Books. Jeff stored the flyer in the
I don't use
pocket.
These. These are places where you can mark places so you don't get lost. I don't tend to have to do lots of backtracking, so I don't have to usually worry about it. So that's all that's in here. So we're going to go out of the room. That's a door. Exit the door. There are people in here. Your dad and your sister are in here. You can talk to them if you want to. I'm not going to talk to them because I know what they say already and I'm not interested in talking to them. There's a garbage can in here. That's a garbage can. But what I really want is I want this chest.
Obtain 25
that
gold.
Has gold. You start out with
1,525 gold.
1,500 gold and we just got 25 more because we added... house. Okay, so you're done in this house for now.
Seriously,
all right.
A young girl about my age approached me as I exited.
Okay, I'm gonna stop that scene too.
Select an inventory.
We met Sierra. She is another Manamon tamer, and she is gonna get her first Manamon, and she wants us to go to Dr. Moret's house to get our first Manamon. And we'll do that.
Save game.
I'm going to save the game
save.
First. We'll go to her house, but there's a few items that I want to attend to first. That clinging is a gate. It's locked for the moment. It won't be locked for long. It's just locked for now. So let's see. Where are the items that I want? There is a revive. A hidden revive. That is... in the grass somewhere. Yes.
Jeff found a revive. Jeff stored the revive.
It's along the left-hand wall of the town. in the grass. Just tap enter along that wall until you hit it. Just above it in the grass is...
obtained 100 gold.
That. There is another bit of gold on the ground here. I'm trying to remember. I think it's... Alright, I'm gonna have to consult Jade's guide to find it because I put where that gold is.
Revive in hand, 10 east, work your way to the northeast corner and 10 four spaces down and 6 west.
Okay, 4 spaces down and 6 west from the northeast corner. So we're going to do that, and I'm going to see if it's there. I always have a hard time remembering this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There it is.
Obtained 1,500.
Some items are hidden, like, in the middle of the ground somewhere. Most people would never find them because they don't explore them. You know, like, who wants to sit and hit enter along? We've tried to get the developer to do, like, one of those insight things like Paladin has. He said no. So, yeah, 4 spaces down, 6 left from the northeast corner. And hopefully you've figured out that your arrow keys move you north, south, east, and west. I'm not going to go over all the keystrokes. You can do that yourself. The very bottom corner of this town, it's not a very large city, by the way, is...
Jeff found a Maninet. Jeff stored the Maninet in the item's pocket.
Maninets, Meganets, Giganets used to capture Manamon. Great. Alright, so the doctor's house is a bit northeast of our house. So I'm going to go in there. Hopefully, maybe I'm not going to go in there because I don't know why. Where's the damn house? Oh yeah, okay, hang on a second. Sorry.
Moret's house. Dr. Moret's noticed me as I walked through
the door. Yeah, okay.
I'm here, Ma. She said enthusiastically. Turning to me, she said, "What took you so long, Jeff? What do you want to say?"
You can respond to this.
I didn't take that long.
It doesn't matter how you respond. It literally doesn't matter.
Oh, shut up. Would you? Don't tell me to shut up. You. All right. You.
Great. So, just respond however you want. Dr. Moretz has invited us into her office. So, we're going to go there. It's the only other door in the house.
Moretz's office. Right. Here we are. Dr. Moretz said.
Great. Okay. She's invited us to take a Manamon. This is the first Manamon you'll get, and it's pretty much the one that's going to define your gaming experience for a little while. I get... This is the first member of my party, and it stays with me throughout the entire game. So, I really like this creature. There are 3 of them. There are... Let's see, I never go up here. Because I just kind of get it. Okay, so the first one... They're all on the right-hand wall. This is the first one. Maybe.
Leaf Fox, a plant and earth type. Leaf Fox can go for over 3 months without eating or drinking, surviving on just the energy consumed from sunlight.
Okay,
it may grow
great.
Insect. Is the creature? No.
No, I don't want him. He's decent. He's got some decent moves. He gets solar cannon later on. It's kind of okay. I have a really hard time beating the first stadium with him, so I avoid him. I'm going to skip this one for now because I'm going to go down. The one at the bottom...
Flamia, a flame type.
Flame type.
This is this no.
No, I don't want him. He's okay. He gets decent moves. There are better flame types in the game if you really want one. I never use a flame type. I find them kind of underwhelming. I don't get him. The one we're going to get.
Aquaf, a water type. Its body naturally produces. Is this the creature
yes.
you want to take? Jeff received Aquaf. Do you want to nickname Aquaf? Yes.
You nickname it if that's your thing. Now, Sierra is going to choose the one that has the advantage over yours, and you will see that
no.
shortly.
Great choice, Jeff. Sierra said. Now, I think I'll choose this one. Leaf Fox.
Okay. She's chosen Leaf Fox, the plant type. So for now, it won't really matter because your spells you don't get are they're not that. It's like they have Claw Swipe and something else. I tend to keep mostly physical spells because I find like lowering somebody's defenses is great, but it doesn't actually hit them. And I tend to like to eradicate as quickly as possible. So we have our first Manamon. There are stats that you can check on a Manamon, and I will explain more about that later, maybe. There's a guy in Hazeldale who can see your stats, and you can't see them until he shows them to you. It's not critical if your Manamon has lower stats or not so good stats on one level or something, or on one skill set, strength or whatever. Strength and health are your most important ones, but you also get training points, and you want to make sure you allocate those training points. So, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to fix that stat. It's once you get leveled up enough, it won't matter. The tamers in this game tend to be underleveled where they should be. So, all right. So we're going to try to leave. Well, first I'm going to save.
Save game.
I do that quite often. We're going to try to leave the office. Sometimes the game will just like not tell you what to do next, and so you know you got your Manamon. The next logical step is to leave. But when we do that,
hey, wait. Sierra said as I approach the exit, we should have a
battle. We get our first Manamon battle.
Unless you're scared.
If you win this, you'll get a decent experience, some gold, and you'll get to go to the next. Your Manamon will increase. He's at level 5 right now. He'll get to level 6 if he wins. It's not critical that he wins. I tend to like it when mine wins because of that level increase. So let's see how we do here.
Foley Fox used Claw Swipe.
All right.
Foley Fox has dealt 4 damage to Ekran.
The only choices I have
choose a move.
Are Claw Swipe and Evil Eyes. Evil Eyes.
The user glares at the opponent, intimidating them and lowering their strength by one stage.
He lowers his strength, but it's not that great. Hit him with physical attacks and go.
Akraf used Claw Swipe. Akraf has dealt 4 damage to Foley Fox. Foley Fox used Claw Swipe. Foley Fox has dealt 4 damage to Akraf.
All right, here we go.
Akraf used Claw Swipe. Akraf has dealt 4 damage to Foley Fox. Foley Fox used Claw Swipe. Foley Fox has dealt 4 damage to Akraf.
I want her to
select an Akraf has 11 out of 23 health.
Okay. H will check your health.
Akraf used Claw Swipe. Akraf has dealt 4 damage
to Foley
Fox.
You're only hoping this is basically to
Foley Fox has dealt 4 damage
get
to Akraf.
Him before he gets you.
Akraf has 7 out. Akraf used Claw Swipe. Akraf has dealt 4 damage to Foley Fox. Foley Fox used Tail Wag.
Okay, good. She used Tail Wag, so that gives me basically a free hit to hit her.
Akraf
used
Claw Swipe.
Take her down, and she's gone.
Foley Fox has been defeated. Akraf gained 80 experience points.
Okay, that's him leveling up.
Akraf has increased.
Yeah. All right.
Manamon Tamer Sierra defeated. Oh dear. Not off to a bit.
Okay.
Obtain 20 gold.
Get some gold.
Well.
Okay, I'm gonna skip all this.
Oh yes. Dr. Moretz explained.
She's gonna give you,
if you are going to
some mana nets, so you can capture some. We are gonna capture one.
You need to use one of these.
So it's good to have those. We're gonna capture one for this next stadium.
Mana nets can be thrown at an opposing.
Okay, we're also getting our Manapedia.
Jeff received the Manapedia. There you go. Now you're all set to go. Have fun. Stay safe. Oh, and come back and see me sometimes. You can show me the progress you've made in filling up your Manapedia. I might just give you a little reward every now and again.
And the rewards she gives are... they're okay. Some of them are better than others. One of them is an EXP pal, so you don't get that till like, after you beat the 6th stadium or something. Alright, we're done here. So we're gonna leave.
Seriously.
I recommend that you go into your house, where your dad and sister are still hanging out. Go into your room.
All Manamon have been completely healed.
And heal him, because you only have one.
Your house.
All right. Let's see how we're doing on time. Yeah, I'm not gonna play till Hazeldale. I'll probably play till I don't know.
Manamon.
This is getting long already. So, okay. Maybe I'll just play till we get to a Mica Town, and then I'll stop this game this side. All right, so you'll notice that gate
Mentosa
is open. Yay! We're gone somewhere. We're in Mentosa Prairie. This is a fairly small place. Most of the areas in the beginning of the game are fairly small. So we're going to go... Now, I happen to know there are some hidden... Now, keep in mind, we don't have encounter down, so we're going to get some feral attacks. But that's okay, because it gives us some experience boost, and it will allow us to capture the Wormar that we need. But along this left wall...
Jeff found two
Manonets. Our two Manonets, they're hidden.
In the item's pocket.
Okay. Our first Tamer battle awaits if we go follow this opening in the south wall. Aha.
A feral level 3 Merkip attacking.
Okay, I don't want a Merkip.
Go, Aquap.
He's okay, I don't use him. But let's get rid of him.
7 damage to foe Merkip. Foe Merkip used pounds.
Get some experience here.
Foe Merkip has dealt 3 damage to Aquap. 2. Aquap used claw swipe. Aquap has dealt 7 damage
to
foe Merkip.
Come on, go, go, go.
Foe Merkip used pounds.
Level 7, he'll get tidal wave, and that'll be a bit Aquap more powerful. Aquap
used claw swipe. Aquap has dealt 7 damage to foe Merkip.
Alright, he's gone.
Has been defeated. Victory. Aquap gained 30 HP.
Alright, so here we go. We're gonna go down. That bleeping is our first tamer.
When fellow tamers see you walking around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of which,
now he's got square monks, which are water types. At this point, it just doesn't really matter.
Go, Aquap. Aquap used claw swipe.
Usually I'd use an insect on him.
Square monk. Foe square monk used pounds.
Or a plant type, but I don't have it yet, so.
Aquap used claw swipe.
Take him down. 7
damage to foe square monk. Foe square monk has been defeated. Aquap. Howard sent out a square monk.
Okay. Like I said, it doesn't matter at this point. It just.
Used claw swipe.
The main goal of this first part is just to get through this annoying area.
3 damage to Aquap.
I don't like this part of the game. I don't like it.
Because
it's.
Aquap has dealt 3 damage to foe square monk.
Alright, so Howard is defeated.
Aquap is now able to use the
Yes, very good.
Losing is no fun.
Yeah,
obtain 12 gold.
Alright, let's check our training points just for...
Aquap's training points. 3.
He's got 3 training points, so we don't really have... I recommend at this point that you make kind of a jog back to your house. Do some healing a little bit. If you can make it without getting attacked, it makes it even better. Oop.
A feral level 2
Okay, I don't want him, so I'm going to...
Select and choose a
move. Well, let's see if I can use Tidal Wave.
Aquap used Tidal Wave. Aquap has dealt 12 damage to Foe
Square Monk.
Foe Square Monk used pounds. Foe
Square Monk has dealt You could capture this Square Monk quite easily at this point if you wanted to.
Foe Square Monk has 14%
health. He has 14% health, yeah, he'd be easily captured, but I don't want him.
Tidal Wave.
So, if you're going to do a bunch of trading and stuff, capturing is a good idea. You'd start early, but I'm not, so...
Aquap used Tidal Wave. Aquap has dealt 14 damage to Foe Square Monk.
Alright, I'm looking for a certain one. Alright, I'm going home real quick. Hi, Mom, or hi, Dad, hi, Sis. I need a nap. I'm gonna heal. Okay. We're gonna go back to the prairie. And hopefully... Those are walls, by the way. Okay.
A feral level 3 Merkip attacking.
I'm gonna flee because I don't want to deal with him.
Aquap makes a break for it. Aquap escaped.
Okay. All right. Here's Howard. My phone said something. Go around Howard to the right. Go down. Following walls is really your best thing to do in this game, okay? Following walls is so important to do. Okay, you're gonna keep going down. There's another opening here. Take it. Okay.
Level 3 Wormar.
Now, this creature I want. I want a Wormar because this insect type is really good. He gets really good moves throughout the game. So I'm going to try to...
Choose a move. Claw swipe. Aquap used claw swipe.
Aquap
has dealt 7 damage to Foe Wormar. Foe Wormar used bug bite. Foe Wormar has dealt 3 damage to Aquap. Foe Wormar has 56% health remaining.
He's not ready to be captured. Let's do another claw swipe.
Claw swipe.
Okay.
Dealt 7 damage.
He's ready. I can capture.
Foe Wormar used bug bite. Foe Wormar has dealt 3 damage to Aquap.
That.
Items. Flyer. Manonet.
He's really helpful. He will literally destroy the guy in the first stadium. So, you you want to get him as early as possible. Plus, he's pretty helpful in the tower as well. Okay. Now, this person here, I think...
Gold wave, madam, and what now it's type land, spotlight, plan, famous era, for a plan, available madam, plan, spotlight, worm, another plan, without plan, mass Amelia, merchant level 3.
She's got a merkit, and wormers are really great with merkits, so
madam,
I'm gonna go back home again. I know this is why I don't like this part of the game, but now we have the creatures that we need, so it's gonna be kind of smooth sailing through the rest of this prairie. Insects, Merkits and cat types, shadow types are really weak against insects, and Merkit is a shadow kitten type. So,
Cyril City.
And I want to level up this warmer because there's a lot of grinding I'm going to have to do here at the tower. So, the more I can level him up, the better. Okay, they're healed. Get out of here. My dad and sister probably wonder why the hell I keep coming back here all the time. I keep saying I'm leaving, and I keep coming back. I just keep messing with them. Okay. Now you can swap your Manamon. So now Wormar is my lead Manamon because I'm getting ready for this fight with Amelia. Okay. I'm going to flee this because I don't want it. I just want to get through this stupid... area so I can go somewhere else. And that's what I'm about ready to do. So I'm going to go back down. There's Amelia. Here she
some
is.
Some better on different Manamon because of their type. For example, if a Wormer were to use Bug Bite... Lass Amelia has challenged.
Usually they say pretty stupid things. Sometimes they're kind of funny, but usually they're kind of stupid. So here we go.
Wormer can use pounds.
Wormer
has dealt 5 damage to Wormer. Wormer used Bug Bite.
See what I mean?
Has dealt 9 damage to
more damage.
Wormer can use pounds.
Okay.
Wormer has dealt 5 damage to Wormer. Wormer used Bug Bite.
And he's gone.
Wormer has dealt 9 damage to Wormer.
That's what I mean about the whole damage thing. Okay.
Wormer has increased to level 4.
That will help you immensely
by
in
Wormer now has one training.
Certain battles.
Lass Amelia is about to summon Wormer.
It just will.
Do you want to substitute your
Okay, Wormer,
yes.
I don't really have anybody that's really great at taking insects out at this point,
select
but
Aquath.
My what water type Aquath. Will do the trick.
Amelia sent out a Wormer. Choose an evil title. Aquath used tidal wave. Aquath has dealt 12
go.
Damage to Foe Wormer. Foe Wormer used Bug Bite. Foe Wormer has dealt 3 damage to Aquath.
Okay.
Aquath used tidal wave. Aquath has dealt 12 damage to Foe Wormer. Foe Wormer has been defeated. All I need to do to beat you is capture something with a type advantage against your Manamon.
Yeah, well, obtain you haven't gold. Captured anybody that can beat me, so just go away.
A feral level 2 Squirmonk attack you.
Okay, this I'm gonna kill, and I'll tell you why. Because Squirmonks are weak attack. Against Wormars too, so...
Wormer used Bug Bite. Wormer has dealt 9 damage
and like, I want that...
Squirmonk used pounds.
I want that experience, so...
Wormer
to level him
bite.
Up.
Alright,
he's gone. But you see, Squirmonk only did 3 damage to him that whole time.
Wormer has increased to level 5.
Good, level 5, yay.
Wormer is now able to use the spell Venom Shot.
Venom Shot, that's okay. Toxic Storm is better, he gets it later. Alright, let's
swap Manamon. Select Wormer.
Because the
select
last... The last creature, the last person to fight, which is, we're going to go to the left of Amelia and go south. Oh, yes, there's a chest. I forgot about this.
Jeff found 2 antidotes.
2 antidotes. Yay. Antidotes will get rid of poison. They're okay. Total cures are better. All right.
A feral level 2 Squirmonk attack you. Go, Aquath.
I'm going to flee this.
Aquath makes
a
break for it.
Get
Aquath
to the
escape.
Next town. It's opened up behind us. We're gonna go this way. We're walking on stone. You will hear a person. He's optional at this point. You can skip him. Some tamers you have to fight. You can't skip them. Sometimes I skip him if I need to heal. I don't need to at this point, so I'm going
to
take him.
Most tamers you find in the various areas you will travel to have very little in way of personality. Most of them just want to show off that they know more about Manaman than you do. If it's not that, they share stupid and boring information from their mundane lives.
Wow.
Lad Steven has challenged you to a battle. Steven sent out an Igala.
We'll make your life less mundane. Igala is an air type. Water and ice types are weak against him.
Oh,
so we have a water type. How convenient.
Akraf used tidal wave. Akraf has dealt 11 damage to Foe Igala. Foe Igala used swoop. Foe Igala has dealt 3 damage to Akraf.
Okay.
Akraf used tidal wave. Akraf has dealt 11 damage to Foe Igala. Right. Foe Igala has been defeated. Akraf gained 50. Lad Steven defeated. Ah, come on. My Igala should have been able to take you out easily.
Well, not necessarily, because your Igala is level 3 and I'm level 7. So, alright, oh, damn it.
Level two
this, I swear by encounter downs and stuff, man. I really do.
Alright,
we can
Akraf
get them once we get to Hazeldale. We can't get it in this town. Hey,
Amica town.
Just south of you is Amica town. Not much to do in this town. You'll be back later in the game. There's a chest.
Jeff found a paralysis vaccine.
It has
Jeff.
That. There is another chest just north of it.
Obtain 50 gold.
There's another chest in here somewhere, just below the hotel.
Jeff found 3 scorch
points. It has that.
On a hotel.
Here's the hotel.
All manner.
We're gonna heal. I tend to sell stuff like scorch ointments and stuff, especially because you can get total cures and stuff later on. This hotel has a transportal. You can, you can look at your Manamon, see what you have. We have nothing in there, so we're gonna just go. There are 2 exits in this town. You can go to Taketsu Trail. Or you can go to the Amica Woods. Taketsu Trail is optional. We're going to do it because it gives you some decent tamers to level up. Amica Woods is your path to Hazeldale. There are people in this town.
My market is so adorable.
Yeah,
you should
your market's great.
E-O-E.
Most of them don't say anything. Some do. I will talk to the ones that say things because I know which ones they are. There is a Manaman Marketplace. And what do they have to sell or to buy?
Hi there. How can I help you?
We're going to buy...
Select herb, antidote, fifth, scorch, paralysis, smellings, flyer, cancer.
Not much in this place.
Paralysis vaccine.
I highly recommend that you buy a bunch of smelling salts, and you'll see why later.
Smelling salts, 50 gold.
So...
How many? 64. 3,200.
How many am I going to buy there? 50 gold.
8, 9.
I'm gonna buy 10 of them.
Thanks.
I'm gonna buy some herbs too.
Select the herb, Manaman herb. How many would you like to buy? 2, 4, 5.
I'm gonna buy 5 of them.
Thanks. Do you wish to continue shopping? Is there anything else I can?
No.
1,236 gold.
You can buy mana nets here if you want to capture. If I was gonna be trading, I would. I would buy a few and do that. Gold is pretty easy to come by, and so are mana nets and all that. So.
Let's see.
Okay, we're about 30 minutes. I'm going to do one more thing in this episode. I'm going to do the Taketsu Trail and get it over with. And because it is optional, but it, like I said, it's got some tamers that you might want to meet. Okay. This one has a few Manamon available. You can get them. They're not in my party. The rest of my party, by the way, is going to be in my trade file. That's just where they are. So I'm not going to be doing any more capturing. You can find out who's available where in Jade's Guide. It's like 90% accurate. If I know a spot, a couple spots where it's not, I will tell you about those if I think of it. Alright, we're on the trail. The encounters are super frequent here. But we're going to go north for now. Or, actually, which way are we going? I hate this area. Oh, God.
A fair level 4 jackanape attack you.
Okay. So, well, he's probably going to teleport anyway. Aklaf
used tidal wave. Aklaf has dealt 9 damage.
If he doesn't,
Jackanape's speed was
let's see
by
what
one
he does,
speed.
Huh?
Jackanape used energy burst.
Energy burst.
Jackanape has dealt 5 damage to
I could capture him if I.
You enemy. Jackanape has 50%
health. If I wanted to, but I don't want
Aklaf
to.
Tidal wave.
He's just
has dealt 17 damage to
critical hits, they're great.
Defeated. Victory.
Alright.
Aklaf has increased to level 8.
8. Okay.
Obtained 8 gold.
They level up rather quickly in the beginning of the game, by the way. Alright. Which way? Where's this
freaking.
Okay. Alright, so from the entrance of the trail. Oh shit. See, this is what I mean. I hate this area because you don't actually get anywhere. Okay. So. We're in the trail. North. East. It's annoying when you can actually hear the person, but it's behind a wall, so you gotta, like, you know, go and get to it and stuff, and then go talk to him and fight him. But you're gonna go north, you're gonna walk here, in the grass. Oh, looky here.
I will one day be the Master Stadium trophy holder.
Except for you won't become a Master Stadium holder, because you
select an action for Aklaf.
Choose a move. I will be.
Evil. Tidal wave. Water.
That's okay.
Aklaf used tidal wave. Aklaf has dealt 15 damage to foe wormer. Foe wormer used stagnant goo. Aklaf's speed was decreased by 1 stage. Aklaf used tidal wave. Aklaf has dealt 17 damage to foe wormer.
Get your wormer out of my life.
What do you want to do?
Oh shit. Who does she have again?
Level 3.
Squirmunk. Okay.
Overview.
We're going to
select the wormer.
Swap.
What do you want to do with wormer? Select foe, wormer.
I interrupted this thing before to tell you, but she's got a Squirmunk, and wormer is good with Squirmunk. We know this.
Wormer has dealt 12 damage to foe Squirmunk.
So,
foe Squirmunk used pounds.
Plus, we want
to
level him up.
Damage to wormer. Wormer used bug bite.
And he's gone.
Wormer has dealt 12 damage to foe Squirmunk. Squirmunk has been defeated. Wormer gained 57 experience points.
Yeah.
Guess I've still got a long way to go.
Yeah, you sure do.
Obtained 16 gold.
Okay, this next tamer. That's north.
A feral level 3 Squirmunk
is has types you haven't seen yet, and you can't capture them yet.
Aklaf makes a break. Aklaf escape.
They're kind of annoying to take down, but at this point they're not too threatening, really.
A feral level 3 jackanape attack you.
So I'm gonna use my warmer to get rid of them because
Aklaf makes a break for it. Aklaf escape.
Easy enough to do. Okay. Is. Basically, I just went north, then I started walking in the dirt, and he's right here. Oh shit! Except for that.
Level 4 Squirmunk attack you. Go.
I hate this.
Post Squirmunk has dealt 5 damage to Wormer.
By the way, whichever Manamon has faster speed on the speed stats gets to hit first.
Tag. You're it.
Alright,
Abraham
tag,
has
you're
into
it.
A battle. Abraham sent out a Tatter.
Okay, Tatter is a water type.
Wormer.
So,
Tatter, used splash. Select
Tatter has no dangerous moves at this point, okay?
Wormer has dealt 5 damage to foe Tatter.
So,
Tatter growl.
Just take
Wormer
it down.
Was decreased by 1 stage.
Wormer
used
bug
bite.
Wormer
has dealt 5 damage to foe Tatter. Foe Tatter used growl. Wormer's strength was decreased by 1 stage.
Take you a minute to hit him.
Wormer has dealt
3
damage to foe Tatter.
A plant type would be really great for this battle, but we don't have one yet, so.
Wormer used bug bite. Wormer has dealt 3 damage to foe Tatter.
That's why it's so good to be prepared.
Wormer used bug bite.
So you don't have to do this.
Foe Tatter. Foe Tatter used growl.
Because he should be gone in one hit. If I had a Leaf Fox, he'd be gone in one hit.
Wormer used bug bite. Wormer has dealt 3 damage to foe Tatter. Foe Tatter has been defeated.
Alright.
Wormer has increased to level 6.
Yay, yay.
Lad Abraham is about to summon Boible.
Boible is a standard kind of swamp, bog type. I'm gonna use my Wormer to get rid of him because there's just really nobody else to get rid of him at this point. So
bug bite. Just gonna dealt 3 damage to foe Boible. Foe Boible used claw swipe. Foe
Except for
has 5
when
damage
he uses
to Wormer.
That.
Wormer has 8 out of 22.
So we'll see
Wormer
how we do
bite.
Here. I
Wormer
may have
dealt
to,
3 damage to foe Boible.
I may have to
foe Boible used claw swipe. Foe Boible has dealt 5 damage to Wormer. Wormer has 3 out of
inventory
items.
Status.
6.
Heal him up.
Wormer swallowed the herb, healing 19 health.
Because Boil used claw swipe. I just want to get him out of here.
Dealt 6 damage to Wormer. Wormer used bug bite. Wormer has dealt 3 damage to Foe Boil. Foe Boil used growl. Wormer
let's use venom shot. Let's see if we can poison.
Choose step venom. Wormer used venom shot.
Yay! Yo! Critical hit. He's out of here. Wow. Alright. Good enough.
Wormer has increased to level 7. Has increased by 2. Strength by 0. Defense by
1. Okay.
Mad Abraham defeated. That's not how you play tag.
Yeah, it is. That's how I play tag, bitch. Alright. There's water. You can't swim in it yet. You will later, though. And you'll be back. Go south of the water. And get attacked.
Level 3 attack you. Go, Wormer.
I hate this area.
Please. All right. Wormer makes a break for it. Wormer escaped.
But down here is a skill drink.
Jeff found a skill drink. Jeff
skill drinks drink will sell for a lot of gold. If you want to hang on to them, you can. I never end up having to use them because my team is so well balanced that I don't have to use one creature over the other. So I usually sell them. But we're gonna go west of that.
A feral level 3 feist attack.
Ah yes, a feist. We don't want a feist.
Feist
is just kind of okay. Panderbit will kick his ass later. All right, in the grass. Are in the dirt south here.
Go, Wormer. Please, Wormer
and
makes a break for it. Wormer escaped.
I basically went left around the chest and south. There's another guy down here I want to hit. Here he is.
School is for losers.
School is
Land
for
Isaac
losers.
Has challenged you to a battle. Isaac sent out a jack and ape.
Is that why you have a jack and ape that Wormer. I can easily destroy in like 3 hits?
Wormer used bug bite. Wormer has dealt 9 damage to
Jackanapes are very, they're kind of a magic type deal. They transform into like a Chandrathol or something later on. They're pretty weak to like ghost attacks.
Jackanape has been defeated. Mad Isaac is about to summon Murkit.
Murkit, yeah, let's use my friend Wormer. Here.
Wormer has dealt 12 damage to Foe Murkit. Foe Murkit used evil eyes. Wormer's strength was decreased by 1 stage.
Okay.
Wormer used bug bite.
And
Wormer
he's gone.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stop after I get back to town because this is 40 minutes now. Let
Isaac defeat
it.
G-U-R-R-R-R-R-R. Obtain 23 gold.
Go fight.
A feral level 3 detonation.
This is a really good place to capture, though, if you want to do the training and stuff. So, you know, it's annoying, but it's actually good if you want to do that. Alright, we're gonna go left around him, follow this wall, go left when it opens. We're basically making our way back to town.
Go, Wormer.
That's all that's here.
Makes a break for it. Wormer
like I said, it's an optional spot, but I tend to hit it. Back on stone and back to town. I tend to hit that spot because I like to use those tamers to level up my Wormar particularly. Because like I said, you'll need it. Later.
Yes.
I tend to do that because I like to because I like to level him up. By the time you get to Taketsu Trail and have to go back later on in the game, those tamers you will outlevel them so much that it won't even matter if you hit them or not. But you'll have to. So you may as well just get him over with. Okay, so we're back in town. We healed. I did all that. It's been about 40 minutes. I'm going to try to keep these between like 30 and 45 minutes. So I'm going to stop here. I've exited the game. I've saved it. By the way, there are different options, menu options. You can go over those yourself and do those. I'm going to stop it here. And the next episode, episode 2, we will go through the Amica Woods. And we'll get to Hazeldale City. I'll probably tackle that and then, because there's a few things to do in Hazeldale. And then we'll see about the Bell Tower and Hazeldale Stadium. So, that's all for now. Hopefully this is working for everybody. And see you guys pretty soon, actually.